I am Judith McDermott, the MC for this morning. I'm a member of the steering committee, and we are taking turns being the MC. And today is my turn. Of course, I've been greeting you every week, but I never even told you my name. So we're glad that you've joined us for this series as we explore one of the greatest challenges of our national history, racism. Now, if you go onto the gallery view, you'll be able to see that our speaker, Tracy McCouga, is in the house. Tracy, let me briefly introduce us to you. We all at Word in Life come at the issue of confronting racism from different backgrounds and different experiences. But we are about confronting racial injustice together from the inside out, of getting the feel of what it's like to walk in the shoes of a person of another race. And this morning, you bring to us another lens, another pair of shoes, as you provide the unique opportunity to explore confronting systemic racism in the criminal justice system. We are honored to host you as our very own distinguished public defender. Tracy has sent some preview and predict materials as a preparation for our time together. We hope that you've had a chance to spend some time with the video and the articles, as they will lead to active participation in the discussion of the topic. The YouTube presentation by Brian Stevenson is especially informative. And chapters 4, 5, and 6 of Ibram Kendi's book provided background information for what we will hear today. Now, let me introduce our speaker, Tracy McCouga. Tracy took over the Santa Barbara Public Defender's Office last October. She's originally from Chicago's South Side, and so am I, the White Sox. She is one of 5 children. After college, she moved west to attend the California Western School of Law in San Diego, where she planned to go into civil business law. But the job that she found was at the public defender's office, where her love of people and her respect for the law all came together. She married Laura Shaver, who works with Silverback Therapeutics, a biotechnology company. By nature, public defenders have a tough assignment. While private defense attorneys get to pick and choose their cases, public defenders are assigned to represent everyone in need of their assistance. McCouga is seen as an innovator who brings 24 years of experience from posts in San Diego and Riverside. And it has already resulted in some concrete changes in old ways of doing things in Santa Barbara. Attorneys here talk about a newfound respect between the public defender's office and the district attorney's office since McCouga came on board. That congeniality is a good omen for 2021 in Santa Barbara. So let me present our distinguished public defender, Tracy McCouga.